can't get to May and go through graduation and say, well, I'm still not passing the math, I want to do a portfolio now. It's not an option. But I thought it should be an option after that point for the next 2 years, given our timing situation. So that's what the transitional language does.
All right. There's another committee meets in this room. We need to cut them a little slack. Les, are you still listening?
I am still on.
When will you have the updated numbers on the number of seniors who haven't taken or passed the test?
Senator Dyson, are you speaking in terms of the Springs administration, the results from the February administration?
I think I am.
Okay. We should have those results by late April. What will occur is the results will arrive in districts by approximately April 20th. It will take the state a few days to analyze those and then have those be available with some statewide results. So I would anticipate by the end of April we would have that information.
Okay. And all right.
Senator Dyson, Les Morrison, we could also, you had asked a question in terms of the 600 students, if all of those had been students who had taken the test. If that is part of the question, I can have that data within probably a day, 3 days at the most, to analyze whether those students that we have indicated that have not passed the exam that are disabled students, we can determine how many have actually attempted one portion of that exam.
All right, I would appreciate that. Commissioner, I'm having a little bit of trouble believing your fiscal note on Senator Green's bill, and if you want to make any revisions to that before we meet the next time, I would appreciate that.
We want a savings.
Yeah.
I love this one.
Yeah, and from the committee members, when we hear this next, who? Attention, class. When we hear this again, who do you want to hear from? And what additional information do you want? Senator Guest.
Senator Dyson, this is, in my mind, either the third or fourth meeting we've had on this topic through the summer. Now, we're yet to have a public hearing. So if there's anything that's most important to me, it's giving the public a chance to finally testify on what they believe.
Okay. All right. I have a few things I need to tell the committee here in preparation for coming up this weekend, this Friday. We are not going to be able to have a really clean copy to work from on HB 25. And I'm sorry about that, but we've got a half a dozen things coming out of half a dozen different directions. I certainly hope to have it in the following week. But on Friday, under bills previously heard, we're going to have SB 364 back for us. That's on mental health and the DET stuff that we heard last week. And that will be all. Jason, when are we going to be able to do the confirmations?
Monday.
And Monday we'll be looking to do the confirmations. Senator Wilkin.
Our next subject.
Sir.
Okay. Could I have Mr. Sampson join us again? I have a question unrelated
sure.
to
I'm sorry.
These two bills, and I don't know if Les is still on or not. Just in regard to the exit exam and our timeline and how we're moving ahead with our new contractor, I'd be interested in a chronology of what's happened in March, almost day by day. I understand that early on in March there was a group of 60 that met in Anchorage. And they
I'm sorry, on what subject?
On the exit exam,
okay.
The new contractor.
Oh, yeah, that scores them.
Right.
Yes, okay.
So we're in the process of developing another one. So I understand they met in early March, and for a couple of days, 60 people and sliced and diced grade level to come up with expected grade level expectation. And then those were brought to the board a couple of weeks ago here in Juneau. And then those have been now, are in the process perhaps today, of being given to the contractor in order to develop the new questions, the EGL questions. So I'd like to know from the 1st of March until today, and as it marches on, until the contractor has those, exactly what's happened. And I'm particularly interested in what has been the process to evaluate, analyze, validate the results of the two-day meeting in Anchorage. Whose eyes have been on those? Who has passed some judgment as to the ability of those questions, those EGLs, to measure our children, or they're given to the contractor? So if you could have, maybe Les would be the guy to do that. But I would just, I think that we should make sure that we're all aware of the timeline that we're on and the effect that it may or may not have on the quality of our test. Could we do that?
Sheriff, Senator Wilkin? Yes, Les would be the primary one to do that.
Okay. Do you understand, Les, what Senator Wilkin is asking for?
I think I do. So, Senator Dyson, or Senator Wilkin, through the chair, let me give you a breakdown of what has occurred in the month of March. There has been a lot of activity early in March, and I...
Oh, Les, you don't need to do that today.
Okay.
If you would just...
Well, I can do that, but I think I could quickly summarize to answer the questions within a couple of minutes. If that's helpful, otherwise I can put something together.
I'd like to have it in writing, but if you'd like to just take a minute to do it here, that's fine. That's up to the chairman. I had anticipated just sending it to me in writing, and it doesn't need to be fancy. It just needs to, if there was something happened on a certain day in March, I'd like to know what it was.
Go ahead, quickly.
Okay. In early March, we had about 60 educators look at the grade level expectations. We've also had consultants from the National Center for the Improvement of Educational Assessment who have helped guide us through that process. This was primarily driven by Alaskans, and there were three content specialists from the new testing company. Also, earlier that week, I met with folks from the testing company to lay out some timelines of when things had to be done in terms of the whole test development, and we laid out timelines through the rest of this fiscal year. Those grade level expectations were reviewed by the 60 Alaskans, then went to the State Board of Education on the 16th of March for approval. And then we have transmitted those to the company, Data Recognition Corporation. I'm meeting in Anchorage with that company over the next 2 days, along with a group of Alaskans who make up a sort of a technical advisory committee representing several districts. On Monday, we will have about 52 educators meeting with the company here in Alaska to begin writing items for that test using those grade level expectations. So that is just a quick summary of where we are at.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other business? I'll kind of reiterate for the conversation or the committee here what I understood Neil to say, Slotnick. His opinion, there's a need to bring clarity to the existing law. There is perhaps or probably a problem with the time for preparation. And then there is an a policy call that the legislature needs to make at some time to give direction to the department on alternative ways to demonstrate competency. Commissioner, would you like to correct or add or subtract from what I just said?
Mr. Chairman, I would just say that we need the clarity on the interpretation of the statute as to how we deal with children with disabilities as it pertains to the exit exam.
Yep. Broad or narrow? Those are the choices. Yep. That's right. Yep. All right. Any further business for the committee? Thank you all. We're adjourned.